Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss the latest from this week's Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, a bit of a quiet time for the Pella School Board. A lot of important discussion, but action items pretty low at this point. But one of which is of interest every year is the annual registration fees as well as the lunch prices. First of all, what was approved by the board and what changes, if any, will there be coming up for the next year?
For right now, we actually recommended that our textbook and materials fees for each of the grade levels for elementary, middle school, and high school just remain the same as they were last year. So our fee structure for them, we're not planning on changing. We will set lunch prices for next year, but we're going to do that a little bit later. We like to see kind of how our nutrition fund ended up and what our end year balance looks like. So in hopes that we don't have to raise lunch prices going into next year, but that'll remain to be seen. The other thing we looked at is our activity ticket prices. We are going to combine our middle school and high school activity ticket into one thing. So instead of middle school and high school having to buy separate tickets, they will all be just one ticket that would be purchased and which would get you into all those events. So those were just a couple changes. We're going to come back and look at also our activity ticket prices for adults and to see what other possibilities are out there. Some of the things we've talked about are kind of a family activity ticket where you could buy an activity ticket for your family and then that would get your whole family into the event. So we're looking at different things that maybe could work out, and so that's some of the changes. But like I said, we're just kind of preparing for next year, and so getting registration prices set is always, you know, something that we want to make sure are done early enough, so that way when parents are registering their kids, they kind of know what those material fees will look like going into next year.
And as part of your regular meetings, you have administrators that report at each meeting. And John Stedham, the principal over at Madison, was in conjunction with Lincoln Elementary discussing some of the early enrollment numbers that are coming in for both preschool and kindergarten. And so far, it's looking a lot better than it has in recent years, at least at this point in the year. What's it like to have that knowledge and to know when a good portion of your kindergartners for next year are already signed up? And how does that help the district plan for next year?
It looks like our kindergarten numbers will be very similar to what they have been in the past, kind of around 160 kids in kindergarten. We'll have 8 sections of kindergarten next year. We also have a pre-kindergarten class that's 5-year-olds that may not be quite ready for kindergarten yet. And that number also looked like about 40 students. So then preschool is our other X factor that we're always wondering what the enrollment looks like. And right now we've got 120 some that are signed up for preschool. So those are all strong numbers, solid. That puts our enrollment in a pretty consistent pattern going forward, which is what we like to see. Because we are funded on a per pupil basis, and that's how our funding works. And so obviously if our numbers stay strong, that helps our overall budget because we're funded based upon how many kids we actually serve.
And when we talk about pre-K, kindergarten, and preschool kids, they're often featured during the annual Tulip Time parades coming up next week. And this year, there's an exciting new change for the Pella School District. You'll be one of the featured acts when it comes to having a new float. And I know that the administrators have been hard at work putting that together. And by administrators, I mean principals and you. What's it been like to work together with that and, you know, give our listeners a little bit of a preview as to what they may see coming up May 3rd through the 5th?
So we have several of our principals and myself that have construction experience. And so even though we're all school administrators, some of us like to do construction on the side, and that would including myself. And so we designed a float this year. We're planning on the preschoolers being able to ride that float. Usually, I typically march in the parade, and we've always marched with the preschoolers, and their short little legs always have a hard time keeping up. So we just decided, let's make a float and have them ride. So our admin team has been building it. We've been kind of building it in the evenings and on Saturdays and spending just about the last month building the float. And we're getting very close. Of course, it's getting to be crunch time right before tulip time. And so the float will feature kind of an old schoolhouse look, an old brick schoolhouse look with a bell tower. And then we'll have some kind of a fenced off area. It has kind of a Dutch element in back. We'll have some banners that obviously will depict some things from our school, and then we'll actually also have tulips on the float, of course, just to be in theme with the tulip time. So we're excited to do that. It's been very fun, kind of a nice bonding activity for our admin team, and we're excited to unveil it very soon.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.